Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Abroad, there were some who admired the way this new Germany stood up for herself.
In America, we've had many reports against your new government, and in most cases, this has caused hasty demonstrations everywhere. I can now say to you that the American people today realize that these stories are untrue and without foundation. I find that there's a new, fresh vitality here in Germany under your great leader and Chancellor Adolf Hitler, of whom I'm a great admirer. The new Germany will live, for you have the best centralized government in the world today.
It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio.
Oh, good evening, everyone there. This is On Frequency with Keith Rogers here, located in western Montana. Today is October the 29th, 2017, and you're welcome to join us in the chat room there on onfrequencyradio.chattango.com. And we have Ken in the control room today to answer any calls. If you'd like to call in and add your 2 cents to the show, you're more than welcome to. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. Today I've kind of, for a label or a title for this show today, I've actually called it Deceit. And there's a lot of reasons for that. But if Granny, I haven't seen her log on yet there, but... I was going to make a note. Her and I had been talking about this so-called deep state, and we have seen through the years here that you have those like Charlie Rose and whichever that are welcomed into these CFR meetings and Bilderberger meetings, that a lot of their stuff is actually exposed, except I can't remember the guy who made that. I think it was Rockefeller. That made that remark there that they could not have done what they could have had not they had the media's complacency in keeping it quiet for over 30 years. But that just shows you that the amount of deceit, and you can call that fake news or, it's the second time I'm getting this pop up here. I don't know what that is. But anyway, that's probably because I didn't get it the first time. I still didn't get it. Oh, okay. Yeah. Anyway, so... Anyway, this deceit is a lot different than what we know, because a lot of this stuff, I don't care if you want to say you're watching The Simpsons or and they're telegraphing like 9/11 or whatever like that, you know, that all this stuff is basically out in the open, whether it's reading the PNAC agreement, the Hornet's Nest, which is another pogrom. To inflame the Middle East into a massive racial tension and everything. But her and I was talking on this issue of the fact that a lot of this stuff is exposed, and yet I have to kind of retract from what I had said to her, because a lot of it isn't, but it's not from those who we thought they were. Of course, we too have been warned about this. And again, this isn't from the Bilderbergers. It's not the CFR, USAID, or other used rogue names like the CIA has. There's more to that story here. But anyway, what I'm talking about is the military-industrial complex, which Eisenhower warned us all about. And there are many, many people within inside this so-called complex, and they're all so compartmentalized, just as those like the president and even those in Congress who don't even know those black budget programs exist. And with that, I'm going to have Ken run three videos in a row here so that you can hear him. So, Ken, you want to run those real fast?
Until the latest of our world conflicts, the United States had no armaments industry. American makers of plowshares could, with time and as required, make swords as well. But we can no longer risk emergency improvisation of national defense. We have been compelled to create a permanent armaments industry of vast proportions. Added to this, 3.5 million men and women are directly engaged in the defense establishment. Now, this conjunction of an immense military establishment and a large arms industry is new in the American experience. The total influence, economic, political, even spiritual, is felt in every city, every state house, every office of the federal government. We recognize the imperative need for this development, yet we must not fail to comprehend its grave implications. Our toil, resources, and livelihood are all involved. So is the very structure of our society. In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist. We must never let the weight of this combination endanger our liberties or democratic processes. We should take nothing for granted. Only an alert and knowledgeable citizenry can compel the proper meshing of the huge industrial and military machinery of defense with our peaceful methods and goals, so that security and liberty may prosper together.
And the second one is,
according to
go ahead.
Some estimates, we cannot track $2.3 trillion in transactions.
$2.3 trillion with a T.
That drop off?
According to some estimates, we cannot track $2.3 trillion in transactions.
Oh, okay. Well, go ahead. That one there was from Donald Rumsfeld talking about the $2.3 trillion missing from the Pentagon, which has now been up to almost $6.8 trillion. Do you want to go ahead and try that that third one there?
Colonel North, in your work at the NSC, were you not assigned at one time to work on plans for the continuity of government in the event of a major disaster?
Mr. Chairman,
I believe that question touches upon a highly sensitive and classified area, so may I request that you not touch upon that, sir?
I was particularly concerned, Mr. Chairman, because I read in Miami papers and several others that there had been a plan developed by that same agency, a contingency plan in the event of emergency that would suspend the American Constitution. And I was deeply concerned about it and wondered if that was the area in which he had worked. I believe
I most respectfully request that that matter not be touched upon at this stage. If we wish to get into this, I'm certain arrangements can be made for an executive session.
All right. There we see this military-industrial complex. And did you notice that senator's last remark, that he had read it in a paper? It wasn't released within the Congress or Senate. And so, I mean, everything has been compartmentalized. And, of course, you get one or two guys that get out there and brag to their friends, and suddenly it ends up in the news. And, of course, they call those leaks today. But when I was reviewing this, I couldn't help think of Judd Hurst in Independence Day, where he's talking to the president in this deep underground alien bunker known as Area 51, saying to the president, well, how do you think they built this? Remarking there about a hammer that cost X thousands of dollars, a toilet seat. And these are these black budgets. And, of course, this is all like Mr. Ed right from the horse's mouth, where the videos just played there. Talk about the funding, financing, and again, most of Congress and stuff don't even know about that. And I was watching a really interesting video here, which was highlighting the fact of this compartmentalization of the U.S. government, to where one agency can actually steal from another agency's monies to secure itself. And now, of course, we see with the privatization of everything, this is done because of FOIA request. We know that Tom Fitton over there with Judicial Watch is having a heck of a time trying to secure any files. But this is no different than the SWAT teams that are now being privatized and others, that because they're private entities, they don't fall under the scope of the U.S. government, and therefore their records can't be challenged. And the same thing with Blackwater that keeps changing its name. But there is something deep inside that, and you can attach that to, what's his name, Greer, that does these, you can call them alien-type videos there. But within that, they have these pogroms running that most not only elected officials don't know about and probably have never heard about. And this is no different than just recently here where Donald Trump and his so-called releasing of JFK's files, you find out, well, this is going to be spectacular. We'll finally get a closure on this. And then, of course, now we find out that Trump's recent statement shows that the names will be redacted of the players involved. And, of course, well, there's... And, of course, the only reason why you can think so of that is that because those same players are still alive today and would be prosecuted for one of the biggest scandals in the United States history. But it also shows that, like all these illegal wars which have killed millions of people and killed tens of thousands of American soldiers, that they are willing to sacrifice their own kind. And I was talking to a friend there on Twitter the other day, and he was trying to say something kind of like this racial tension. And I simply says, just Google a photo of the current Congress there, and you'll see that within that photo you have Americans, whites, you have blacks, you have Indians, you even have Muslims. And yet when they run these votes together, you'll see a unanimous vote for whatever the government wants to do, where it's 300 and something to 45 or, you know, and a few abstained or whatever. But this shows you how deep this is. And these are the same ones that are making these policies that not only affect, say, the whites or the blacks, but are from their own people that create this. So they don't care if they sweep a whole bunch of the African Americans under the rug. They don't care if they hit the Native Americans. They don't care if they hit the whites. It's whatever this agenda is. They're willing to sacrifice anyone because, of course, it's not going to be them. A recent poll just recently said that most in Congress that have kids military eligible, they are the most pro-war hawks that you can find, and yet their kids never serve. So they're always willing to send your children off to another war, but it's not going to be their kids. And, of course, these wars are all built on fabrications. But we do see something new developing here with China releasing information on the new Chinese petro-yuan, where oil and stuff will be sold not in the U.S. petrodollar, but in the Chinese yuan. So that's something to watch, because that's the ultimate takedown of America. And we know that Vladimir Putin over there in Russia, with China and BRICS, these member nations have all been working towards this. But anyway, one thing I've always noticed, too, here is that most Americans will find it troubling, and it's kind of hard to accept. Like I've mentioned, there's those that I know here locally that whenever you talk to them, and they always incite this the same line that, well, if you think America is behind everything in the world, all the problems and stuff. And, of course, they said that. I didn't, but it's basically the truth. But, again, many Americans will find it troubling to accept the fact that future historians, if allowed to live, or, you know, if they're not killed, will accurately record that the United States, along with its vassals, were more evil than what was alleged of Nazi Germany. And you can figure that by the 60-some-odd countries that have been attacked, the millions of people killed, and I mean countless millions and millions of people killed, tens of millions, the assassinations that go with it, the outright assassination of civilians, union leaders, all this stuff, and it's all to promote this corporate America, which, you know, again, we can bring that up in Cornell Law, which cites that the United States is a federal corporation, and it will do anything to secure its profits for its investors, and woe be to any of those people, like, say, the employees, like in my era when we had those nice cush jobs of 40 hours a week, full-time pay. The health care was paid, dental was paid, vacations, overtime. And today, they don't want to pay a standard minimum wage so that people can actually live or exist. But they drop you down to part-time, and then they assess on top of you all this Obamacare and stuff, which employers used to pay at one time. Then you see where the big CEOs, they'll lay off 1,000 or 2,000 or 3,000 people, and they will get these great big huge bonuses of $20-30 million. And of course, the employees are out on their butt, which means possible home foreclosures, cars repossessed, more debt, living off credit cards, and but this, they don't care about the people, and this is all part of this other shadow state government that we see aside from the Bilderbergers and stuff and their big hoopla conventions that they go to, the G20 summits and the G6. I mean, they got these weird names for everything like that, but this is where a bunch of people, just like the European Union, where those not elected are out there dictating how your life is going to be, just like in Greece and such. When you have someone dictating to you what austerity is, that's not austerity, that's fascism. That's what telling you how to live. And we see that daily here, that more and more they're telling you that you your children have to take the vaccines. Parents are being criminalized for it. Oh, in the 70s, 80s, we grew up with going green, all the great big tree huggers, spiking trees and stuff. And now it's the climate change. But anyone that wants to do anything towards separating oneself from the grid, going with solar or with some kind of wind generation, those people's homes are being condemned and they're being basically thrown out. And this is just like over in the state of Washington there, where the Hanford nuclear site has made 30-some people sick in the last week. The plant continues to leak. And, of course, the only way they can recoup this is to have the citizens of that area that subscribe to that Hanford nuclear power station there that gets utility bills, is to have them pay or help for the cleanup of things that they themselves weren't responsible for. It was a corporate error. And just like BP and these other firms, you never see these big CEOs charged with any crimes, just like I had mentioned here what, 2 or 3 weeks ago about that Bhopal incident over in India, where upwards of almost 500,000 people were poisoned, many tens of thousands died, 6 or 7 were convicted, they served 2 years each, and a $2,000 fine for the deaths of all those tens of thousands of people, not to mention the ones that were disabled for the rest of their lives due to lung impairments and stuff from those chemicals. And that could have happened again, too, down in Texas when that recent hurricane was down there and all those chemicals were mixing and it had a few explosions. But it could have been worse. But back on this JFK, you know, this has been a big stickler for a lot of people there because, I mean, there's countless video after video of people trying to dissect this. And just when you think there's finally going to be closure, they're going to release all these files. No, the deep state, the military-industrial complex, any of this stuff that may have been linked, whether it was the banks, Israel's AIPAC, or the American Zionist Council, the big oil companies, any of those that may have been linked is a way to point a finger, but there won't be no closure because the names have been censored. And I get so sick and tired of seeing these forms from the U.S. government where they say, well, in a redacted paper, and you look at it, there might be one or two words on the entire 8x11 sheet, but everything is basically redacted. You don't get anything. Like it'd be like trying to copy Morse code on shortwave with the band fading in and out. You're getting, hi, I'm St. Louis, rig 15. I mean, that's all. It's like, what's he trying to say, you know? But they do this to cover themselves. And the same thing with all these war criminals we see that get elected with peace prizes. It's like they're massaging the ego of these guys to get out there. Or as well as you look at these military commanders that they have, and their whole breastplate is just full of all these awards. And you sit there saying, well, geez, the United States as a nation has not been attacked by any nation state since World War II. So where do all these medals come from, you know? Is it because they're actually doing the job that the state wants them to do? And that could be, albeit through torture, these running these black prisons in Afghanistan, Libya, whatever, the torture centers of Gitmo. I mean, it makes a guy wonder, like, how does everyone get so lathered up, patting each other on the back, when you have this constant amount of crime and everything happening within the government? And my daughter sent me a message. Anyway, so we have a break coming up here really soon, I think. But anyway, I wanted to get on to some Montana news here. But before I do that, I wanted to say that within this deceit that I was mentioning there, In Hurricane Harvey down there, now people that are trying, that have lost their entire possessions or most of it, and are trying to recoup any damages by getting loans and rebuilding, that they themselves are having to basically file an oath type thing that within their loan that they won't use any of that money received to in any way boycott Israel. And I'm thinking, how could that be written into some type of legislator, that we as Americans would have to overlook what another country was doing? This would be like saying that we couldn't say anything about Saudi Arabia and watching them bomb the people of Yemen and seeing those small kids and this amount of sickness and disease and say that, no, I'm not going to support that. And yet we are supposed to. And that's why I'm so adamant about using this pluralism all the time. This has been soaked into us about my country, our government, our military, and we're supposed to sit there and sanction that, I guess, under this American exceptionalism, to accept everything that happens and be a part of it and be like a team player, you know, go out and take one for the team. But I guess my break has been skipped over, so I'll go ahead and keep talking here. Anyway, now there's been some more deceit here. We see down there in Puerto Rico that over 70% of the island down there still does not have power. And this story kind of broke home for me because it originates here out of Whitefish, Montana. And this is where a private firm consisting of two individuals had made a bid, in which this bid and everything was discussed 2 weeks before the event happened. And I thought that was kind of interesting as far as timing. But anyway, $300 million to rebuild up to 100 miles worth of power lines and stuff. And this is from a firm up in Whitefish, Montana, that does not have any staff or anything. And there was a Twitterer, David Begnaug, who had gone up there to this house up there, up this long driveway, fought with some guy, not physically fought, but, you know, a guy tried to block him in and everything. Up this driveway to where this house is, and it looks like a virtually an abandoned house, a front company. And of course, tomorrow I'm going to get a little upset there because the more this story breaks, I think I want to call the SEC and see if these guys are actually trading on the stock market. But anyway, we have another video here, but since we've missed that last break. So can you play that other video there from MoneyCNN.com there, Ken?
Employees, does it take to win the biggest power restoration contract in Puerto Rico? Well, just two at a company in Northwest Montana. That unlikely answer is now puzzling many in Washington.
This is our mobile command center that we brought down for the storm.
Whitefish Energy Holdings is just 2 years old and had just two staffers when Hurricane Maria struck Puerto Rico last month. Yet, on September 26, it was awarded a contract worth up to $300 million to rebuild part of the island's decimated power grid. The company now has hundreds of contractors working on the island and a goal to ramp up to 1,000.
We plan to be here until everyone has power.
But its home base is a world away in Whitefish, Montana. One of the most well-known residents in the small town of about 7,000 is Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke.
As a son of a plumber and a kid who grew up in a small timber town and railroad town in Whitefish near Glacier Park.
Whitefish CEO Andrew Techmansky knows Zinke and says he's been in touch with the secretary directly to free up more resources. A spokeswoman at the Interior Department tells CNN Zinke did not respond to the request and played no role in awarding the contract, but acknowledged Techmansky sent the secretary an email. The spokeswoman added, Zinke and Techmansky know each other because they both live in a small town where everyone knows everyone. Adding to the mix, the financier behind Whitefish Energy is an investment firm founded by Republican donor Joe Colonetta. According to the Federal Election Commission, he and his wife contributed more than $20,000 to Donald Trump's presidential campaign and more than $30,000 to the RNC last year alone. But Whitefish told CNN's Bill Weir there's nothing fishy about its contract with Puerto Rico.
This is your brand new company, right?
We've been around for a few years, and, you know, we specialize in difficult and mountainous terrain projects, so all I can say is we took the call, and we're here.
They called you?
We called each other.
On the other end of that phone call, PREPA, Puerto Rico's publicly owned utility company. Its director told CNN the cash-strapped island chose Whitefish because it didn't require a deposit.
In that moment, we were not in a position to offer that collateral. The other company did not ask for a guarantee of payment.
While no wrongdoing is being alleged, Democratic Congresswoman Nydia Velazquez is demanding answers.
We need to protect taxpayers, but we also need to protect the people of Puerto Rico, and the way to do that is by making sure that we hire the company that has the experience and the capability.
All right. Thank you, Kenneth. That story gets even more because it's already been... They
the president seemed to suggest that he is open to wiping out the Puerto Rican
Ken,
debt.
Is that you want to go ahead and kill that, Ken? We're going to run out of time here before the break here, but thank you, Ken. But anyway... $8 million have already been funded this group that required no deposit. And within that, it seems like, again, they have no crews whatsoever, and all these crews would be garnered from New York and other areas, in which it has highly been criticized that even the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is not meeting its goal down there. Of course, they could send 30,000 troops over to Afghanistan with no problem. And, of course, we see Donald Trump's administration is disavowing any collaboration with this outfit, even though it, again, was sparked by a GOP. But the Puerto Rico governor down there is also demanding the nullification of the entire Whitefish Energy's $300 million power grid contract. But this shows, I mean, this is more than just a scandal because on top of that, we see down in Hurricane Katrina area there that even the Red Cross has been jumped on about this, where none of the monies and claims that the Red Cross started ever went to where it's supposed to be. Anyway, we'll be right back. This is On Frequency Radio with Keith Rogers, 1-800-313-9443. You're welcome to call in.
Double talk is all you get. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
You got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk radio. Truth is on Talk Radio.
Welcome back. You're listening on Frequency with Keith Rogers here on Republic Broadcasting Network. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. And again, you can join us in the chat room and on frequencyradio.chattango.com. Anyway, back to where I was leaving off there, that these Abby Martin there from RT, the propaganda channel, with their homes destroyed, residents shared with Abby Martin their claim, their stories about how their claims with the Red Cross were denied. And we see this over and over, that the Red Cross is basically another front organization. Again, people that need help can't get it and then have their claims denied, allegedly by these same people that you see this plethora of commercials after commercials on TV about, please help support the Red Cross in Hurricane Katrina, Hurricane Harvey, whatever, you know. A tornado here, whatever, you know, these guys are doing nothing. And usually, like was brought out down there in Puerto Rico, that the, and also in Hurricane Harvey, that most of the support came from Christian based faith organizations that were helping each other out. It wasn't the government. It wasn't Red Cross. It wasn't anyone else. It was just basically people helping each other out. And then again, when you try to apply for loans, then that came that stipulation that with that loan money, you could in no way boycott Israel. But, I mean, this shows you the amount of deceit in this country here. And I want to get on to kind of like a personal story here. Bank customers last year had to fork over $15 billion in fees. And this, of course, is for bounced checks, overdraft fees, and other banking charges like that. Anyway, I'm kind of starting this premise of this because in 2006, after working many a good years and having a very damn good business like that, I became disabled due to my back, and of course from that my legs. I had a neck surgery and everything. But today I receive about $864 in Social Security disability. It does not go very far, and so I decided, because of my financial reasons and also because of the neuropathy, that when my legs get cold and everything like that, the pain just gets outrageous with this neuropathy. That instead of heating my house with electricity, which in the wintertime would add up the power bill, driving that cost up to $200 a month or more. And I got into a trap about that a couple of years back there during that mortgage fraud, to where Citibank had really raked me and a bunch of other people over the coals. And then, of course, in doing so, Tim Fox, our attorney general here, had admitted that Citibank was basically destroying people's credit to be able to drive the loans in the way they wanted through Fannie Mae and stuff. And that was admitted from our own attorney general. So I would run short. Of course, back then I was making less. I only got about $700 and some a month. And by the time you add the mortgage payment in there, the power and all this other sewer and insurance for your vehicle, gas to go to the doctors and stuff, you don't have anything left. So I would have to, what they called, go to one of these check writing places to where you could write a check, pay a fee of $30 to be able to cash a check to deposit back into your account so you can go out and pay your power bill, which was now $200 and some because of the winter months. Because I was depositing money, my own money, into my own account, HSBC seized my Social Security funds for 2 months in a row. I damn near lost my house out of that. Of course, I'm still mad to this day about that. And, of course, they drove my credit rating down into the dumps. And with that, I had this credit protection on all my cards that I had through my business and stuff, which I had awesome credit. It was up in the 820s or something like that in the credit scoring. And, of course, that was all driven down. And, of course, that credit protection was supposed to help me under three clauses. One was loss of work, disability, and divorce. And sadly, I fit all three of those. And of course, after all that, they finally says, we're not going to honor this on any of your financial institution stuff because of the fact that you were self-employed. Nowhere in their contract, and I had the original contract that I faxed back to them because I did it by phone, where I didn't fill it out, but I did have the thing. And it showed on there, nowhere did it say anything about being self-employed. And, of course, most businesses, entrepreneurships and stuff in America people work out of their homes and stuff to avoid these big cost of business, you know, of having a shop and all this stuff like that. But it just shows you the level of deceit. And but anyway, this is why I go on with this life is by subscription. And it doesn't matter what you're in. Like I've talked about before, health care is not health cure. It's health care. The countless going back and forth to the doctors. And in my own case here, with lowered monetary means and everything like that, I applied for LEAP, which is a low energy assistance program there for those people like myself and elderly and whatever that are disabled or on Social Security that can't afford to adequately heat their homes in the wintertime. And if you have electric heaters at 20 some below zero, where the weather, the old gauge doesn't move for weeks, it gets cold in the house. And those little wall heaters run 24/7. And so I elected to go with wood heat because there's more BTUs out of it. And so finally I received this check of $499, to which hopefully would buy as much wood as possible for this winter here. And I've got a couple cords already. But In receiving the check, I called a couple of local banks around here and asked if they would cash that state check from the state of Montana, which is issued out of Kalispell. And they wouldn't do it because I did not have an account there. So I took off to driving all the way down to Missoula to my bank down there, which I just have a savings account there now. And that's basically about a little over 2.5 gallons of gas down and 2.5 gallons of gas back. So at $2.65 a gallon, you see where that starts adding up. I get down there, and my own bank charges me $10 to cash that check so that I can pay the vendor for my wood. This is the amount of deceit that I see in this country here. Of course, after I got done with that, I called the state, and the state was not very – they were not very happy that this was happening like that. So anyway, we've got a caller online here, Patty in Missouri. Welcome to this evening's show, Patty. I hope you and Elle are doing fine this evening.
We're doing fine. Thanks, Keith. You were talking about the how AIPAC is putting making people sign an agreement that they want BDS.
Yeah, it should be AIPAC. It should be AIPAC because it has nothing to do with America's public relations.
Okay, well, AIPAC doesn't either. AIPAC's a foreign lobby.
Well, that's what I mean. But, you know, like American Israeli public, you know, I mean, it has nothing to do with America.
Right. You know? So not only it's totally unconstitutional, and not only that, now you can't even get a job in certain states unless you sign that agreement for non-BDS to Israel.
Well, let me ask you this, Patty. Let me ask you this. Keep your thought there, but let me ask you this one question. If we were back in the early, the late 30s there, and Hitler was doing what he was doing, and people decided to boycott Germany for that, everyone was on board with that. You remember the clippings from the papers that Judea declares war on Germany, boycott all German goods?
Right, 1933, Judea declares war on Germany.
Yeah, so if you don't agree with
someone, they did it.
Yeah, but if you don't agree with someone's policy, just like I mentioned there with Saudi Arabia bombing Yemen and whatever like that, or the U.S. over there in Syria where they have no right, no business, and it's against international law, that you don't want to support that, suddenly you're the demon and you're, I mean, this is like having an RFID chip in your checking or anything like that, that is going to depict that if you don't support this rapacious regime, you're not going to live. Anyway, go ahead with your thought.
Well, I was going to say, not only is this unconstitutional, it's absurd. You know, I don't think this is going to fly in America. Surely someone will take this to court.
Mm-hmm.
Because Israel is a foreign country. They have illegal lobbies operating inside this country that should be forced to register as foreign entities. And their preferences get put above Americans.
Yeah, well let me interject something. For those, I know where you said that this was the last time you're voting, and I wouldn't blame you like that, you know. But for those voters and stuff like that, The voter should look at who sponsored bills like that and vote those SOBs out of office, because they are not representing we the people.
Well, then we'd have to start from scratch. Because well, you don't get a seat in Congress unless you sign a pledge to support
that's
Israel.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
So in essence, what is happening, Israel controls the United States now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how could that be? I mean, we know how it can be.
Yeah.
The Zionist over here infiltrating everything, printing all the money and buying up everything. They didn't buy, they bought up Congress. Looks like they've bought up the Supreme Court, and now they have control of the White House. I mean, you know, if it wasn't so ludicrous, I would almost be laughing.
Well,
but
you know,
and now I know why they've been kicked out of 209 countries throughout history, because everywhere they go, they do this. Instead of trying to be nice guests, they want to take over everything and control it.
Yeah. Well, we've talked in the back channels about this here, but what gets me most of what I see, and which I feel bad for, is like all the pedophile stuff that's being released now from Hollywood, from London, from Australia, from the United States. And we've talked about this to the point where you see these young college boys that go into their stupid hazing to get into their whatever pi beta delta, whatever stupid thing that they want to get into. And then after that, they go out and after they get over their college, they come out of college, they realize there's no jobs. And because of that college training, they have an entry level into the military as some officer. And then life's good. They start dating some gal because, you know, forget about a few matters indiscretionate to youth, you know. They get married, maybe have one or two kids, and then suddenly all these past things start showing up as bribery. And I think that's how all these guys, these chests full of medals, like I say, the United States has not been attacked by a nation state since actually 1967, when the USA was attacked by Israel. But other than that, it'd be 1941 there, when the U.S. provoked Japan with Churchill there into attacking Pearl Harbor, which wasn't even a state until 1959. But where do they get
flag?
Yeah, but where do they get all these awards from and stuff, unless they're doing the vicious criminal stuff against other people? I tweeted out a photo last night that I got from Instagram there, where it talks about, I mean, the wealth of Africa, and it shows which country has what. Like right now, the U.S. just lost a bunch of, a few soldiers over in Niger. What does Niger have? Its biggest export is uranium. So after Hillary kicked off all this ranchers and stuff from their land here to get this Uranium One deal going, and again, I don't think Russia was bribing anyone. I think that was Hillary's asking price as she sold out America. And the same thing with over in Niger right now. Again, the U.S. wants control of all this. And, of course, why? Because Russia and China are out there making all these nuclear plants for these different countries to bring them up out of the third world, which means that those that have oil and stuff can then freely sell their oil at 100% profit, because then they have nuclear power. And then, of course, then we have Israel out there constantly yiping about Iran's nukes, you know. And even the UN just, again, voted down against Donald Trump, saying that the IAEA, the UN, and everyone says that Iran does not have them. But you have millions of Americans that are all on board with this John McCain bomb, bomb, bomb Iran stuff, you know. And they have no thought or consequences as to the amount of death that's caused. And this is what, the American way of life, to export crime and stuff to other countries so that you can live a better life?
Well, that's the Ziocons, the neocons.
Yeah.
And they're doing the same thing. It's rinse and repeat with Iraq. Look at all the lies they told to get us into Iraq. Now they're doing the same thing with Iran.
Mm-hmm.
Doing the same damn thing. And any country that doesn't nuke up is a fool, because the United States destroys every country that has no nukes.
I was thinking Americans should do that, too.
Yeah, I'm about ready to. I mean, this is ridiculous. When did God die and make the Zionist boss?
Yeah.
I mean, they think it's their right.
Well, what gets me, Patty,
is Goyim. We're just insects, you know. We were only created to serve them, right? I've never seen a tribe so screwed up and twisted in the head to even think such things. That's what their Talmud teaches them. They threw away their Torah for the Talmud.
Yeah. Well, remember,
and
though,
that's
Patty,
what they
live by. Yeah, but like I mentioned, though, you have those in the U.S. Congress. It doesn't matter whether they're dual citizens or what. They come from every walk of life, whether they're black, white, yellow, purple, green, whatever like that, gay, straight, whatever, you know. They're the ones that sit there proudly, and they take their big, huge groupie photograph, and they're the same ones selling this country down the road. And for, like as I've mentioned before, if there's a voter out there that sees this, they would do everything, not just with their little pencil in the voting booth or their push button stuff. They'd be out talking to their neighbors and stuff about saying, hey, look, we need to change the direction of this country. But with all the vote rigging and stuff, how do you even know who you're voting for is right? Because, you know, it's like with Hillary. Look at all the amount of money she pumped into so-called trying to beat Trump. Trump spent millions and millions and, well, like 20-some-odd million dollars like that for his stuff, and Hillary spent damn near, $1 billion with all of her, she lost. But now,
yeah,
see,
she
you
rigged
could,
the election and still lost.
Yeah, she rigged the election and still lost like that. And I don't curry to the favor, because, as you know, I said even before the vote with our different friends out there on Twitter that I'm voting for my dog. Because
right, I
even though
voted for Milo.
Yeah, even if he wasn't elected, he's still one in my heart, because dogs don't start wars. They don't travel thousands of miles across an ocean to go out there and attack people. Anyway, we have a break. If you hang on, we'll get right back to you, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, stay right there, okay? This is Keith Rogers here on Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443. And join us in the chat room and on frequencyradio.chattango.com.
Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here, located in western Montana. I forget the temperature here, but we're supposed to get down to about 24 degrees tonight. Winter is coming fast to the Rockies over here. Anyway, we were talking with Patty over there in Missouri there. Patty, it just goes to show you, though, that as I was saying, my show title today was Deceit, that we have been lied to and lied to. I don't care if it's about our freedoms or anything else like that. And we're supposed to be hated for these freedoms. And a friend of mine said, Patty, if you think you're free, try walking into the White House. See how far you get.
Yeah. You won't even get past the gate, the fence.
Yeah. It's like, I want to see the president. Scratch.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what's so weird, so strange. Here, we got Congress and the president and people in government. Who the hell do they think pays their wages?
Well, same thing. Even if Trump was to donate all his money with his billions and resources like that, the point is, though, is he's still there for we the people, not we the corporations, or they the corporations.
Well, like I'm saying, we could shut this crap down. If everybody in this country would refuse to pay taxes, they can't lock us all up.
No, that's right. And I'm a firm believer in this, too, that, Patty. You know, it's like I keep saying this about this so-called border wall. This is like that Stockholm syndrome where people are asking for their jailer to build bigger walls or bigger bars and stuff. You know, the issue of the White House and stuff raising its walls for its protection, and this so-called alleged terrorism, where all these terrorists, they only suddenly seem to be hitting, well, they've always been hitting civilians. Why aren't they going after the same governments that have been oppressing their people for years by attacking the government? You don't see any mass shootings at any politician and stuff blamed on some Arab or whatever like that, you know, but that these are the same laws they use to then invoke the Patriot Act, the NDAA and such, to do this warrantless spying on Americans. And it's all on a fake, it's deceit, you know?
Well, yeah, because the war on terror is a farce to begin with.
Yeah. How can you have a war on a noun?
The U.S. has to find a boogeyman. They have to keep one on the side, too, like a spare tire, because the military-industrial complex wheels have to be greased to continue perpetual war, to rape and pillage other countries and steal their natural resources. This is a scam of the century, a scam of the United States history. They've been doing this. And anybody that thinks their government's going to protect them, when the shit hits the fan, I've got a bridge to sell them in Alaska.
Right. Well, it's like that video where it says ISIL target Russia. And this is where ISIL is filmed. I think it's by Al Jazeera, with the Taliban pushing into Russia from all these Afghan mountains there. And of course, when you look at it, all I can, I've got one of those like photographic memories to what I've read an article and I can think of it again and I'll go right to it. And that's why I always do those flashbacks on Twitter, you know. But anyway, we remember where Joe Biden said that the Taliban are not enemies of the U.S. That statement, again, can be confirmed by the White House, also confirming Biden's statement that the Taliban is not an enemy of the U.S., you know. And now we see the Taliban teamed up with ISIS or ISIL or IS. And it's like, what's the United States going to claim next? That the U.S. and NATO are going to go into Russia to attack ISIL? You know. Anyway, I got another break here coming up. I'll go ahead and let you go there, Patty, but we'll catch you online here in a little bit, okay?
Okay. Thank
All right,
you.
My best to you. All right, thanks for calling in. We'll be right back here on Republic Broadcasting Network, 1-800-313-9443. Thanks, Ken.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive